Good morning, everyone. It's Dustin Pate. I'm back with episode number 40 of the Morning Walk with Dustin. That's incredible, right? What is that? A month and 9 days worth of episodes so far. And this is an exciting time for me because today I woke up like, you know what? Christmas is over. You know, now it's the new year. That's how I start looking at it from today. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them couple extra days ahead of everyone else, you know? And I feel like that's where you should start, you know what I mean? I used to start the day after fucking Christmas. Like, all this week, I was pretty much off work. I didn't really do much. Come on. Jax just stopped. I guess he was trying to eat something, but... yeah, I pretty much just stopped working all of this week, but to, you know... today I woke up, it's the first full day I get. You know, I mean, I spent most of the morning today with my kids and stuff, you know, of course, because it's the day after Christmas. I actually have both my kids at home. A lot of you know that usually only Riker lives at home full time with me. Aubrey, she actually lives with her mother. That's a different story for a different day, but anyway, so they're both at home right now, and it feels good. But I still had to get shit ready for the new year. You know what I'm saying? So in this time, I've already set up a meeting for tomorrow with a couple of, you know, key players in what I do. 9:30 a.m. We're getting together. We're gonna set our projections and our agenda for the new year. And that way, before the new year even gets here, we're already moving towards what we've set in stone. You see what I'm saying? And we're doing it together. That's what bosses meet. You know what I'm saying? Bosses talk. Bosses do shit together. You know, and that's what I was telling them. I was like, we're a powerhouse if we unite. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was down. It took me a long time to prove my point. You know what I'm saying? To prove I was valid enough to be in these meetings. You know what I mean? But now I'm fucking putting these meetings together. See what I'm saying? And people are valuing it. And I like that shit, man. It makes me feel good. And the point of it all being is I just want to help my people. You know what I mean? Like, the people that help me, the people that give a fuck about me, you know, the people that actually got drive too, man. These people actually go. These people actually they do this shit themselves. They don't work for no fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Not for real. I know one of them does, but it's their business. It's family business. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's a little different. He's not working at fucking McDonald's or some shit. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be real with you now. I made a post not too long ago. Pride don't pay the bills. If you got to work at McDonald's, work at that motherfucker. But, you know, to be at my meeting, you're going to already have worked in that position. You see what I'm saying? Saved your money and made some shit happen to prove that, you know what I'm saying, you're ready. That's my point. So, like, if you're at that position, keep hustling, baby. I'm pushing you. You know what I'm saying? Keep fucking going. McDonald's pays pretty fucking good. Put 100 a week up or however you get paid or whatever. Put that shit up. You know, stack that shit up. Make something happen. You got a dream. You got a passion. Follow it. You know, I've been there. I've had to stack. I had to figure it out from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged just because of how I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking at a bigger level now, right? That's because I'm at a bigger level. That's not, you know what I mean? Don't let that weight get on you like, oh man, he already made it without me. Don't do that. You know what I mean? Just fucking go get it with me. That's the whole purpose of all this shit. But, you know, That's where I'm at in my mind anyways. I'm getting ready for what the fuck I'm doing in this new year. Now, if I was working at McDonald's, I would have my shit set up to where in the next 3 months I wouldn't. You see what I mean? That would be my projection for right now. If I was doing anything besides what I'm doing now, I would try to figure out in the next 3 to 6 months how to make it, how to make that change, how to make that stop. And I'm not telling you to do what I do. I'm just telling you that because that's my passion. That's what I would have done. I want you to follow your passion. You know, but like I'm saying, this is pretty much the new year, man. It's time to at least get your projections and your agenda down. It's time to get what the fuck you need. What's going to happen next year? What do you want? What are you chasing? What's your goals? What's your ambition? How are you going to get it? What's going to stop you? How are you going to stop it? You need all of that. And that's, you know, that's what I'm putting together tomorrow at 9:30. And then, you know, already today, I'm talking with my newest client. This will actually be my own Amazon client, actually. You know, this will be my first, I'm going to run my first Amazon automation store myself, not outsourcing the work or anything. I'm doing it myself. So I'm excited. I'm really happy, you know, fucking thrilled, honestly. But, you know, life's just fucking, it's looking up, but it's because of how I set it up. You see what I mean? I do little shit like this. See, I done this the last 3 years in a row. I just didn't tell nobody because I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? I was too busy working on getting me to where I was even, a motherfucker would even listen. I knew I already had. I could already been speaking this shit to you. You know what I mean? But I knew you wouldn't listen until I proved it, right? So I went out and did it. That's all I did. I just went out and did all the last 40 episodes. It's just everything I went out and did, man. And then I just repeated it to you guys so that way you got something to walk with, man. You got something to wake up to in the morning and know that motherfucker Dustin got up this morning. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker Dustin. I'm telling y'all, man, I put so much enthusiasm into this podcast. I scare my dog when I'm talking. The dog will be looking at me like, what do I do? And I don't know what to say. Get out of that water, boy. Come on. But yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm just going, Jack. This is my pedestal. I'm on my pivot. You know what I mean? Like the stars align. Like you know when you're doing your fucking thing, it all lines up. Like my buddy was telling me, my buddy Tyler. About my CBD business. We know another guy, man, that's been doing this CBD shit for real, 2 years. And I'm telling you guys, I've done more in literally 2 days than he's been able to accomplish in 2 years. And that's insane. I mean, literally. And I did it with investor money, not a bank loan. Somebody literally sent me this money with trust, no contract, no nothing, just bank wired it to me. You know what I mean? And I didn't even have to pitch them. They pitched me on the idea because they know my drive. And I guess they looked into my background a little bit and knew how good something a product like that would just weigh right in. You know what I'm saying? 6K Organics, baby, we're in production. I signed the deal on Christmas Eve. I got my business bank account the day before that. See what I mean? All that shit right in the time of Christmas. You know, with all that going on, Dallas was sick. Had to take her to the hospital actually on fucking, I believe it was, yeah, it was on Christmas Eve when I got my bank account because when we left the hospital, we went and got the bank account. I barely even made it. The bank was actually closed when I left. But I made that shit happen. And then I actually inspired the fucking banker so much when he was looking through my account and he was changing my money over. You know, he was like, what do you do? And I was like, I told him, you know, I was like, you know, I do automation for people. You know, I have my credit thing going. I just, you know, started my own CBD oil. I have a couple things in the mix. And I was just like, you just have to go. And he was like, you know, I always knew I was in the wrong business. You know, I always knew that, you know, do something on your own, you'll make more. He said, but, and I stopped him right there. I said, but you got comfortable. And then he was like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, how long you been here? He said, 20 years. I said, man, you've been here 20 years. And then people gave you that paycheck for 20 years for you to forget your dream. Because you knew you wanted your own business. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, man, this year, go get it. I said, I'll tell you right now. I said, how long? You said you've been doing this 20 years? I said, so you could probably do shit like this with your eyes closed, right? And he was like, yeah, hell yeah. And I said, well, then obviously this is your passion. You see what I mean? You got a little piece of your passion and you got comfortable with it and sat down because you thought that was all you could get. And I said, but guess what you can do? I said, right now I'm paying my CPA, my bookkeeper, $375 a month to keep my books, to do my taxes, to do all that shit. He's a banker. He can do the same shit as long as I give him permission. You see what I mean? And now that I know him a little bit, he helped me in the banking. He helped me do some shit, pulled a couple of strings for me because I didn't have everything completely set out with my LLC yet. I'm actually still waiting on something. But I had my EIN, I had everything else. So he went ahead and put it through. So because of that, I told him, I said, man, I tell you what. I said, this year you start a bookkeeping. Start the service up. And you know, get you a little TurboTax or something where you can do people's taxes too. Learn about that shit a little bit. And then you call me and you beat the price I'm paying right now. And I'll let you do my books. The dude was like literally like he was sitting in front of Bill Gates, y'all. I'm talking about this man was shaking. I mean this dude could see everything, man. I'm not even gonna tell you everything he's seen inside that computer, you know what I mean? But it was enough to have him shaking. And he couldn't believe that somebody my age had created so much success. And I told him why. I told him it's because of this internet, man. It's because of the way things have changed. You don't have to have a degree to be worth a lot of money anymore. You know what I mean? Now you can start a business so simply. And he was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, bro. I was like, literally, all you have to do, you're a banker, man. If you started a bookkeeping thing today, got you some cards printed up, I'm talking with no LLC or shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that comes in there, and you're looking at their shit and the thing, just like you seen mine, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that gets more than 10 grand a month, give them one of them fucking cards. Give them one, I'm telling you. And look at the charges on that motherfucker. That's what I told him. I said, hell, you got access to it? Look for a CPA charge, what they've been charging. Beat it by $50. You'll sign up 20 of them within the next month. And then within the next month, if you could sign up 20 of them, man, and honestly, even if he did like $250 to $300 per month, he would still be making $5 to $6 grand a month. Something around there. I know that's more than that bank gives him. You see what I mean? He's just a fucking banker. Really. But he's been comfortable with that. So 20 clients, he would quit that goddamn job and never look for another client. You see what I'm saying? He would be comfortable. And now he would be happy and fulfilled because he's doing his own goddamn thing that he always wanted to do. You know, he just didn't know what it was. He said his wife's even got an eBay account. She don't do it. You know, he said, I tried to get her to, you know, do it a little more. He said, but it's just not doing that great. I said, well, so what's it doing? A couple thousand a month. And he said, I'd like to think it did that great. You know, so I'm guessing it's hit or miss. You know, some months he could probably do up to 1,000 in sales, and some months it's just a lot less, you know. So I was thinking, I was like, I told him who actually taught me how to drop ship. And I gave him that information as well. And I don't give that to very many people. And the reason being is just because I don't, when you refer fucking shit, sometimes, man, if it don't work for somebody, they're just gonna come bitching and all this shit. And it's just a fucking headache. I don't want it on my name. So I don't do it very often. But for this guy, I did it. And it's just because he stuck out to me, man. It's the new year, man. It's time to go. And he showed me a little bit of something that told me he wanted to go. Told me he was ready. He was ready to give up, man. He was ready just to give in and do the shit. He seen a 25-year-old doing it, and it was the fucking last straw. You know what I'm saying? That's the end of it, bro. How the fuck is this 25-year-old making more than me when I'm in control of, like, his money and shit right now? it don't seem right when you think about it. But that's the world we're in, guys. This is life right now. And it's crazy to me. You know, like when I first started doing this shit, like I said, bro, it was just a dream. You know, what if? What if I could do it? And I'll be honest, guys, I quit a lot of shit. I gave up a lot of times. I stopped for a couple of months here and there and shit like that. And then all this shit started happening. And I'm so thankful, man, that I ever tried. Because I didn't think I could, man. I didn't think I would. I never thought I would put in this much action. I never thought I would put up with this much negativity from the people around me while I built this shit. You don't know how many times I've heard, well, you'd spend money on a course, you'd spend money on a book, you'd spend money on that, you'd spend. I'm telling you. I heard it all, man. I heard it all. I got bitched at the whole way. Shit, it was a struggle, man. And nobody believed it until it paid off. I'll be real with you guys, man. Nobody. Nobody took me serious. Nobody gave a fuck. And I don't hold resentment towards them for that. Cause you know what? Neither did I. That's right. I also never gave a fuck about what anybody else was doing. Because it wasn't mine. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my thing, right? I didn't create that. I didn't have anything to do with that. I always wanted to build my own thing. And I understand that, man. If that's you, it's just harder on us. It don't work until it pays off. I'll just tell you that, brother. It's a hard-headed way to be, but some of us can only be that way. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you, even if you're that way, it's time to get your motherfucking projections and agenda down. It's time to see where you're going, man, because you can't get nowhere if you don't know where you're going. Even when you jump in your car, you turn on the GPS, you know? Hell, back in the day, you used to have somebody to ride with you looking at a damn map. Well, let's go out of the road, Jack. Gotta let a car fly past us. But yeah, back in the day, you used to have a motherfucker behind you with a map. Or in the car with you, something. You know? So, let's do the same thing with your life, with your goals, with where you're going, you know what I mean? With your savings, with your spending, with everything. Set that shit in stone. And then stick to it. And watch everything change. The first thing that starts to change, really, is your confidence in yourself. Because you're getting more disciplined. It does something to your mind, man. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, and then you actually fucking do it. It does something. I don't know what it does, but I know it feels good. And it keeps you going, man. It builds you up each time you get better. It's like a confirmation or something to your mind that you can even do it. You know what I mean? Because so many of us feel like we can't do that shit. There ain't no way I could plan out all my damn life. It's crazy, hectic shit. You know what I'm saying? There's no way we can figure this out. Well, yes, there is. Yes, the fuck there is. You know, and don't get me wrong, it's still going to be hectic, but you can fit shit into that hectic shit. I promise you that. That's what I'm saying. Like, my life's hectic. I'm 1,000 places a day sometimes. You know what I mean? We went to, like, fucking, man, we went all over the place over the last few days, back and forth, everywhere, man. You know, It's just crazy. Christmas Eve, like I said, I had to meet with the CBD lab. Go check out how they had everything going on, what everything looked like. So, because I don't want to put bullshit out here on the market, you know what I mean? I'm actually literally going to have the best. The reason being is because I went to the labs and found out who has the best. Simple as that. So, that's where, just put your projections down, man. Figure out where you're going and then start moving towards that shit. And watch what happens for the next year as you get moving through life. Watch what happens for you. I think you're going to really like where you go. Sound like I got some chainsaws going out here. What is that? Something leaking. Well, there's these like pipes in the ground, right? And it sounds like one of them's leaking out, like it's like natural gas or something. I don't know. Shit. It's pretty fucking loud. I hope it ain't leaking. Get the hell out of here. But yeah, man, I'm just excited, man. I got a client coming in today. So that's another good thing. I get to pay my team, get to make me a little money. Get to, you know, start another guy's store, get to make him a little money within the next few months, you know. It's gonna be great. You know, so I got that. I gotta figure out, you know, my vision for the stores. You know, I gotta figure out my vision for my own store. Plan on having my own store by this year sometime. Not an online store, I mean an actual location for the CBD products and things like that. And then also, shit, I'd probably do the eBay shit out of it as well. And then eventually, maybe even become my own processor for CBD as well. I mean, I got a lot of vision, right? So that's why I had to get together with guys that can make shit like this happen. You know, guys like Tyler Love. You know, that motherfucker's a beast at trading. Like, for real. So I always put him in my table, man, because he's valuable. You know what I mean? Not only is he a good person and a good friend to me, he's very valuable in business. You know, even I want to be a bank. That's been one of my biggest goals since I could even remember. I've always wanted my own bank. I'm gonna have one. I've already looked into it. It only costs $500,000. You have to have $500,000 in capital to put down, you know what I mean? Against like some insurance shit with the FDIC or some shit. Something like that. And that gives all your people like $100,000 in coverage over their accounts, like every other bank has or whatever. And that will be, then I'll be able to fucking start banking, right? Well, every bank does what with the money? They trade it, but not themselves. They have people trade for them. The average, like, you know, it's like 80 to 150 grand a year they pay their Forex trader. And some of these traders are really good. Like I said, like Tyler Love. It's just, what a coincidence that someone this close to me does the same thing as me, has a lot of the same vision as me. A lot of it's different as well, you know what I'm saying? But that's okay. In the position we're putting ourselves in, we can do that little different shit ourselves. You know what I mean? But we can do so much together with the visions that we have together. It's impeccable. And then it'll give us enough opportunity to be able to do everything else we ever dreamed of. And most of our dreams are pretty fucking congruent with the people that I'm working with, or I wouldn't be working with them. But it's just, it's impeccable. It's impeccable what you can put together once you've planned it out and then you've acted on your plan. This plan for tomorrow, you know what I mean? It's been thought about and planned out for years, you know, in my mind. I never even wrote it down, actually. This was all just from my mind. So that actually proves to me that there's power in just thinking it. as long as you will think it and then put action. So I guess you can write this shit in your mind as well. You know what I mean? Because I've honestly never done a whole lot of writing. But I do write, you know, some, enough, I feel like. But a lot of it's just been in my mind, but I've acted on it. So I proved to my mind, I guess, that I don't, maybe I don't have to write it down anymore. I don't know. I don't know what that, I don't know what's going on right there. I mean, that's something I need to look into that a little more. But I know that it didn't start that way. I know it started on the paper. So I still have some of my first little doodles, little scratches, whatever you want to call them. For real. It's crazy. I'm going to keep them. One day I'll frame them when I get a big ass office like Gary Vee's got. We're doing like 100 mil a year. Yeah, it's going to be dope. But I'm just going to let you guys, let me get in your mind this morning, you know what I'm saying? Let me wake you up on the thought of like, if I don't start today, next year is going to be exactly the same. How hard was Christmas for a lot of you guys? Like, how many of you took out loans, pawned the car? I know a lot of you did a lot of shit. I was talking to my uncle, and he told me back in the day when he was raising my fucking cousins, he actually used to every year have to pawn the title of his car, and then it would take him 6 months paying on the title to get his title back every year. So literally each year he only owned his car for half the year. Every year he had to pay for the same car, guys, just to give his kids Christmas. And sadly, but it's because he never changed anything. You know, he kept doing it. He was comfortable doing that. He thought that was just it. He had given up on the idea that there could be more. You know what I mean? There was no possibility of more in his mind, you know? And then once you sign that title over again, there pretty much isn't. Because now he had to go to that shitty job. Didn't have time to look for another one. Yeah. It was probably hard, man. What blows my mind the most is he's a master electrician. And I'm not going to say his name so nobody can just go look him up or talk shit about him or anything like that. But he's a master electrician. And he lives in the woods, guys. Right now, to this day, he lives in the woods. My cousin's mom left him. She's with a new dude. They're all the way like out in the Sylacauga. It's like an hour and something away. You know, and he's been living in the woods for a few years now. He's still a master electrician. Master electricians are worth like, I'd say like at least 50 grand a year. You know? But he goes to work for this one guy that gets him cash every day. It's like 150 bucks a day. And he just buys shit to make it more comfortable to live outside. You know what I mean? He doesn't set projections to make shit better. He sets himself up to stay there longer. And I feel like so many of you are doing the same thing. And I'm sorry, guys, but I'm gonna let you. You know what I mean? I'm not this year, man. I'm gonna still be here. I'm gonna still be preaching, but I'm gonna do a lot less. I mean, stepping in. A lot less. Hey, man. Fucking up. A lot less trying to get people to get it. Honestly, I'm gonna spend more time this year, honestly, on the ones that got it already. And I hate to be like that, man, but it's to the point now to where I've told you. You know, it's to the point now where I've told you, man, so many times that I can't keep doubling back. I can't keep doubling back to try to make sure everybody's good, man. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Because when I do that, man, it probably boosts them up for a couple of weeks, something. But they don't stay consistent. They're not staying on it. And I know the ones that are, because they're staying with me. And the proof's in the pudding. We're meeting tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I'm preaching to somebody. I love this shit, man. I love being here with you guys. I love being able to give you the sauce, man, that you need. I love being able to tell you what they want. I love being able to be the guys, be the guy that they won't be, man. I like that shit. I don't want to be the same. I want to be who I am. You know what I'm saying? I am different. I do come at you a lot harder. You know what I'm saying? If you disrespect me, I will punch you in the mouth. Like, on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. I want to be different. I don't give a fuck. That's just who I am. You know what I mean? That's how I'm coming. But if you want to love me, man, I want to love you too. You know what I'm saying? If you want something from me, I want to give it to you. I'm just that dude. I'm a complete empath. Like, I feel everything. And that's why I am the way I am. You know? I'll be real, man. If I had to punch somebody in the mouth, I'd feel bad about it. But I will do it. I'm for real. That's just how I am, bro. It's like I know when to give medicine when it's needed so much. Like, I care so much, I'll give it. But then feel bad about it. I'll give you the medicine, man, if you want it. In any way needed, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, this year, stepping down a little bit. You'll get me a couple times. You see me slide in there. Hey, what you doing today, man? What's going on? I slide in there on you. As long as you've been in contact with me, you know what I mean? And I know to be checking up on you, I'm gonna come. It's just not gonna be as often. I wanna see you guys in motion, man. I wanna see you guys fucking win. I wanna see you guys take over some shit. I want one of you motherfuckers to buy an NBA team or something. Buy a fucking football team. You know what I mean? I want y'all to start a college and let fucking kids come for free. I want somebody to do something, man. You know what I mean? Start a foreign exchange student program. Bring fucking kids from overseas, give them opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Teach them fucking English. Something. Let's do something this year, man. And let's fucking put it on our agenda. And let's plan out the projections. Let's lay out what can stop us, and let's lay down how we're gonna block the stoppers. You know what I'm saying? We got them stopper blockers, you know what I mean? Can't come over here blocking us. We got the stopper blockers. Yeah. We own that. You gotta do that. You gotta lay it out. You gotta put it all in perspective. And then you gotta put it all on the line. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't give a fuck if it's your last $100. And what you wanna do costs $100. You gotta find you another $100. Cause you just spent that doing what you need to do. See what I mean? That I did it. I spent the last of the last, man. And then made it happen. You can too. I don't give a damn. Ain't no excuse. My baby was just born when I started betting on this shit. I mean, really. Dallas had just got pregnant. And I started betting on myself. Yup. That's all it took. That's all it took was for me to... Life just slapped me in the face a little bit. Boom, it's getting real, Bubba. Wake up, ain't nobody doing it for you right now. What the fuck you gonna do? What you gonna do with two of them? You know what I'm saying? So I had to bet on the only motherfucker I had. Me. And guess who won? Man, I came out like I hit sevens all night. You know what I'm saying? Making the banker shake. know if I could get you forgetting how to do this paperwork you've been doing for 20 years. I'm telling you, for real. 10 years, you're going to wake up and it's going to look like I hit the Powerball. People are going to think I had overnight success. And then I'm going to refer your ass back to episode 40. When I told you what the fuck I did. How the fuck I did it. And why the fuck I was always just a little bit ahead. Because I started my new year December 26th. Let's get it, dog. This is our year. It's 2020. It's time to have, like, what they talking, 2020 vision? I ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about, like, 220 gauges. Blowing down everything in the fucking way. Seriously. You know, I'm talking about, I'm knocking doors down this year. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking going hard as fuck. And nothing gonna stop it. Nothing. It don't matter what happens. That man, they can cut the lights off right now. I'm telling y'all, man, that's just how confident I am. I know. See, I lay down confirmation with the universe every day that this shit's happening for me. You know what I mean? That's the only, you're not. That's what you need. You need to start doing that. Start confirming it with your mind, with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Start confirming it. Check shit off. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. That happened, that happened, that happened. Boom, it's okay, that those three things just happened. Boom, that lets me know these three things need to happen. Boom, boom, boom. Then I'm always moving three times. Every time I turn around, I just move three more times. You feel me? Just keep that up. Keep that up and you'll always know where to step. You'll be hopscotching around this bitch like no tomorrow. Bank will be getting fooled up. All that. You know, I'm in the progress of trying to get me a new house, man. I'm going to be real. I want one of them big-ass offices. I want you know, neon that shit up. I want some badass motivational shit on the walls and stuff. It's a little workout area over the side of it, you know what I'm saying? Big-ass computer and all my shit, speakers and shit. Fucking badass webcam and shit. Camera set up in the corners of the room where I can snap pictures of myself. Wherever I'm at in the office, you know what I'm saying? Where I can go live and walk around the room and shit. Yeah. I want that, you know what I'm saying? Dallas, man, she wants Riker to have a room and a playroom, man, where all these toys ain't just crowding this shit up. Boom, I want to give them that, you know what I'm saying? Dallas, man, she wants to do a boutique, man. I really like her to have a little room for the storage and shit like that. Maybe a garage, something. You know what I'm saying? Where she can have room for that. And then me, I want my nice big ass master bedroom with the fucking, I mean, hell, I wouldn't care if you just open the bathroom door and fall in the tub, you know? I want the tub in the floor, you know what I mean? Shit. Yeah, man, I want that shit. That's why I work like this, you know what I'm saying? That's why I lay out my projections like this. It's all about what you want. If you're comfortable today, man, you just take your ass to work. Or you just keep on doing what you're doing. You just be happy. You smile and you let everybody know that you're happy where you're at. You're all right today. You know what I'm saying? God gave you another day to live. You're blessed, you know what I mean? You really are. Just by living, you're blessed. So don't get it misconstrued. But like I said, you heard what I want. But the difference in me wanting that is I don't want to. When I get it, I don't want to be drowned. I don't want to be where I can't have the same lifestyle I have right now while I'm living in a trailer. You see what I'm saying? And that's just it. So I'm going to set myself up to where I can before I even take that leap. Because I know what I want. It's all about knowing what you want this year. Fuck the vision. Hell, it ain't about what you can, you know, you can see it. Hell, what do you want? What do you know? You know what you want. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to even see it. You already know. Fuck that 2020 shit. We're just going to do it this year. Like I said, we're starting today anyways. We ahead of them anyway. Hell, by the time they done with 2020, we're going to already be on 2021 too. So what the hell? We're going to always be a year ahead of everybody. just by starting about 4 or 5 days early. I like the numbers though. I like that progress. You know what I'm saying? For real. Anyways, man, this has been a good episode, man. I love each and every one of you. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, right? Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you guys liked it. Love you.